Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Kirisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Kirisis Daf Chof. The sugi over here, we're in the middle of discussing the sugi on Misasik. Someone who's Doiva Aveira, inadvertently, there's a sugi of Misasik, which at the end of Yutesamid Beis, and now Daf Chof Amid Aleph, it's being discussed, the shitter of Shmuel, who says that Misasik on Shabbos has a patur, the person is potter because of the din of Meleches Machsheves Osro Torah. Now we discussed already earlier in Daf Yutes, and we'll just recap a bit of the Yisoides which we discussed earlier in the Hilchis Misasik, that Be'emes we find this idea and this concept of Misasik in two different parashias, two different halachas. The Mishnah earlier in Daf Yutes Omed Aleph in the Machlokes, Ebeleza and Ebishua, they were discussing the posuk of Asher Choto Bo, which Abaya and Rova also earlier discussed. This is the din of Misasik, Bechol HaTorah Kulo. That any Aveir in the Torah, there's a Ptur of Misasik. Over here, now in our Sugi, at the end of New Testament base, and now in the coming Sugi in Daf Chof, there's a din of Shmuel, which as we mentioned, is a Ptur in Hilchis Shabbos. If someone is over one of the Melochis, Lametes Melochis of Shabbos, and he's called a Misasik, then the Alochi is that he's potter, because of this din of Meleches Machsheves Osro Torah, this is a din which applies only to Hilchis Shabbos, which over there the Torah says that the Meleches, all the Meloches of Shabbos, the Averis, have to be done Meleches Machsheves, and the din of Misasik is missing in the Tanai of Meleches Machsheves, and therefore Misasik on Shabbos is potter because of the Alocha of Meleches Machsheves. Now we discussed already earlier that in order there should be missing in the Tanai of Meleches Machsheves, which is this din of Shmuel by Misasik, must be discussing a case of Shigegas Chayfetz, which means that the person was planning to do a Melocha in one piece, and his hand went, and he did a Melocha by mistake, in something totally different, in a different piece totally, in a different Chaticha, on a different Chayfetz. This is referred to by the Rishonim as something which is called a Shigegas Chayfetz. Then the Rishonim explained this is a problem of Meleches Machsheves because he didn't have any kavana at all to do a melocha in this piece, which in the end and landed up that he did the melocha in. This is the case of Shmuel, which is a Meleches Machsheves, and it's mavu in the Gemara, upcoming Gemara by the Shtei Neiros, that even in a case where the person was planning to do a melocha, which is a Issa, he still has this ptur of Meleches Machsheves, since he wasn't planning at all to do the melocha in this piece, which in the end the melocha was done in. The sugya before earlier, which is the sugya of Ashechota Bo, which is the din of Misasik, Bechol HaTorah Kulo, over there we found a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. What is this case of Ashechota Bo? Rashi holds that this is also discussing a case of a Shigegas Chayfetz, and even though we found Abaya and Rava over there hold that this din is only in a case of a heter where the person was not planning to do any Maisa Issa at all, Rashi explains that there's actually a Machlokes over here going on, and even Abaye and Rava, who discuss Hichas Shabbos, they argue in the Ptur of Shmuel. Shmuel was Mechadish, this Ptur of Meleches Machsheves, and Abaye and Rava disagree, and they hold even on Shabbos, the only reason why a person is potter is only because of the Halacha of Bekol HaTorah Kulo Ashechot Bo, and therefore the person has to have kavona not to do the Maisa Issa at all, even though he's discussing also a Shigegas Chayfetz. Whereas Tosfos Shita is that Abaye and Rava are actually talking about a case where the person was Misasik B'chaticha Zu in the same piece, and he didn't have any Shigegas Chayfetz, and therefore the Halacha or Meleches Machsheves does not apply, because as we explained, this is only by Shigegas Chayfetz, and therefore in a case where the person is only making a mistake because he has a mistake on what is this piece in front of him, then there's no problem of Meleches Machsheves, and the only reason why he should be potter is only because of Misasik B'chol HaTorah Kulo, which this needs to have a case where the person is Misasik B'Heterah, he wasn't planning to do any Issa at all. This was the discussion till now. These two Dine Misasik, the Alocha Misasik on Shabbos, and the Alocha Misasik which applies to Kol HaTorah Kulo. Now, before we move on to the din of Meleches Machsheves, this new Alocha Misasik, which applies to Hilchis Shabbos, in the din of Misasik B'chol HaTorah Kulo, there's a very famous shitta of Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the beginning of his tshuvas in Simen Ches. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger was asked over there by the Shoyul, in a case where someone sees his friend being over an aveira, b'chol ha'teira kula, any aveira in the Torah, he's being over this aveira b'misasik. He's not planning, he hasn't got any kavana at all, he doesn't know at all he's doing the aveira. Ask the shoyl from Rebbe Kiveiga, if someone sees his friend doing this aveira b'misasik, is there any point in trying to stop him doing this aveira? Do we say that since the person's anyway a misasik, therefore he's not doing any aveira at all? In his eyes, he doesn't know he's doing the aveira, and therefore there's no inyan, and there's no point at all to go and stop him, to be mafrish this person from doing the aveira. Says Rebbe Kiveiga, a big chidush, that the din of misasik, which we learn out of from the pasuk b'kol ha'teira kulo, there's a patur, like we learned in the Mishnah earlier in Daf Yutes. It says in pasuk ashechot ba prat lemisasik. Says Rebbe Kiveiga, the pasuk over here is actually mentioned in the parasha of the korban chatos, which normally is brought on someone who does avirah b'shoigig. And over here we find the patur that if someone does it b'misasik, like the Gemara mentions earlier, Abaye and Rava's cases on misasik, then he's not chayev to bring a korban, and a misasik is different than a shoigig. Says Rebbe Kiveiga, it seems from here that the din of misasik is only a patur in the hilchas korban. In the din korban of a chatos, which comes on a shoigig, on that we learn from this pasuk that a misasik does not bring a korban. But if you want to know whether the person is doing an aveira, does he need to have a kapora, then he is exactly the same of a shoigig, a regular shoigig. And just like we understand that a person who does an aveira b'shoigig is still doing a maisa aveira, so to a misasik is also called someone who's doing a maisa aveira. And the only din on misasik b'chol ha'teira kula, which we find over here in our sugya of ashechot ha'bo, is only a patur in the korban. And Mamela therefore says, b'kivega achidush, if someone will be seeing his friend doing an aveira b'misasik, there will be an inyan, it's definitely a point to stop him doing this aveira. Just like if the person will be doing an aveira b'shoigig, we understand that the person is doing a maisa aveira and should be stopped. So too, in the case of misasik, it's a maisa aveira, but it is only a p'tur in the din korban la'afuka, the din of the shoigig. Says Rebbe Kiveiga, he has a raya to this din for the Gemara in Brachos in Daf Yutes Amud Beis. Over there, we find this idea: someone who sees his friend in the middle of the street who's wearing kilayim, says the Gemara, poishtoi, he should go over to his friend and tell him that he's wearing kilayim, and the friend has to go and take off the beged, poishtoi va'afile b'shuk, and the din is doicha, even the din of covered abriyos, he has to take off his beged because he's wearing kilayim. Says Rebbe Kiveiga, if one is going to say that the misasik is not doing an aveira at all, over here, the friend who doesn't know he's wearing kilayim, why should there be an inyan? Why should there be any point going over to him and telling him that his beged is kilayim? He doesn't know about it, he's not doing any aveira, he's a misasik. Says Rebbe Kiveiga, it's muchach from here, that the din of misasik is actually, considered a maisa aveira, it is only a patur in korban, and therefore there's a point to go and tell him, to stop him doing this aveira, just like there'll be a din to stop him doing a maisa aveira b'shoigig. On this raya, Rebbe Kiveiga says, maybe one can say, that just like we found earlier, the din of misasik does not apply to chalovim v'arayos. If someone eats chelev or someone has an issa of erva, the Gemara says, shekein nene, since the person is having anor, therefore this does not include him in the parasha and the p'tor of misasik. Mamela says, Rebbe Kiveiga, it could be by kilayim also, the halacha is a kilayim yoni chayv, if you have a levisha, sheyesh bo anor, therefore since there's an idea and the concept of anor going on by the issa of kilayim, maybe this alone excludes him from the p'tor of misasik, just like we find by chalovim v'arayis. Now this is a big shaila, if we can compare the din of kilayim to the din of chalom v'arayis, and it's discussed in Arichas in the Birkas Shmuel Baruch Ben Ksuba Simin Yud Aleph for his Gimel. He said it depends on the famous Chakira of the Beis Halevi, the beginning of Chelek Aleph Simin Aleph, whether the Issa of kilayim is actually a Issa of Hanor or it is a Issa of Levisha to wear kilayim, but it's only a Tanai that he has to have Hanor. And the Big Baruch Be'er says it depends on these two reasons, whether the din of the Gemara earlier, Shkeinene, applies also to the Issa over here of Kilayim. So this is a Svar Reb Kveiga over here to say maybe we can apply this Klal of Shkeinene to Kilayim also, and therefore this is the reason why the person has to be told that he's wearing Kilayim and is not included on the Misasik. But says Reb Kveiga has other eyes also, and his Mayrich over then is Tshuva Nisimen Ches, with this you saw it, that Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula is only a p'tor in the Korban, but he's actually doing a Maisa Aveir. Now, says Rebbe Kiveiga, a very important Nekuda, a very important point of the year, which is Negea to our Sugya. And says Rebbe Kiveiga, this din, And this chiddush, which he says, that the p'tor misasek is only a p'tor in korban, is only when we're discussing the p'tor misasek of kol ha'tayir kula, which, as we mentioned, is mitzmayit, is learnt out from the pasuk of ashechoto bo. And therefore, this pasuk is a p'tor in the parsha of the korban, which tells us that the person is still doing a ma'isa aviria. But when we're coming to discuss the din of misasek of Shabbos, which Shmuel over here tells us a new din, that on Shabbos a person has a new p'tor of meleches machsheves, when we're discussing a case of a shigigas chifetz, like we said earlier, there, says Rabbi Kivi Eiger, this din of meleches machsheves is a miut in the whole ma'isa aviria. It is not considered at all a ma'isa aviria, because on Shabbos, the Torah tells us only a meleches machsheves is considered a ma'isa of chilul Shabbos. And therefore, since a misasik, Shmuel argues and says, Shmuel, this is Shmuel's svara, that is also missing in the Tanayim meleches machsheves. Therefore, on Shabbos, it happens to be there's no aveira at all, and it is different than the klal of Ashechot Abba mentioned earlier in the miut of Kol HaTayir Kula, which is an aveira, and is only a p'tor korban. Mamele comes out that even though the sugi over here, there's actually two dinim of misasik, but according to Kivi Eiger, they're very different. The din b'kol ha'tayir kula is a ma'isa aveira and is only a p'tor in the chiyuv korban, whereas the din of Shmuel is actually not a ma'isa aveira at all because it's missing in the din of misasik. Now the extem chidush of Rebbe Kivi Eiger, that Rebbe Kivi Eiger says misasik is only a p'tor in korban, Rebbe Kivi Eiger himself brings down in the middle that the Mekor Chaim, the Nesivus, in his Akdoma, in the dinim of Bedika and Bittul Chometz, he says b'pshitas, that someone who is misasik b'chol ha'tayir kula is actually not doing any aveira at all, and because of this, he asks on the din of the Magen Avraham, who says in Orichaim Simen Tov Lamedales with cotton hay, that if someone has in his house some chometz, he wasn't mevatel, and he's over the issa of Bali Roe, says the Magen Avraham, even in a case where the person doesn't know at all about the chometz existing, and Afa Pikein, even so, he's over the issa of Bali Roe, and the Magen Avraham says this is similar to someone who eats chilev b'shoigig. And asks the Nesivus in the Mekor Chaim that there's no similarity to the din of Achilas Chilev B'Shoigig. Over there he's doing a Maisa Aveira of Shoigig, whereas over here he doesn't know at all about the Chometz in his house. He's considered a Misasik, and Misasik doesn't have any Aveira at all. And on this, Rebbe Kivi Eiger argues with the Nesivus, and Rebbe Kivi Eiger says this is Yisoid, that a Misasik is actually considered a Maisa Aveira, just like the Maisa Aveira of Achilas Chilev B'Shoigig. Mamela says a Rebbe Eiger that the Nesivus actually argues on him, and the Nesivus understands that the miut of Ashechot Abba, even though it's mentioned in the parasha of the Korbonos, but it is actually a miut telling us that there's no Aveira at all, just like the Misasik of Shabbos of Meleches Machsheves. And Achrinim, although it's very widely discussed, this Chiddush of Rebbe Eiger in many different Svarim, we'll mention a few of them in the Minchas Boruch, has two Simonim, in Orichaim, in Simen Tes and Simen Yud, the Marcheshes, in Chelik Aleph, Simen Mem Beis. And the Amud Ori also is very marich in Simen Chof about this din of Misasik. Is it only a p'tor korban, or is it also a p'tor in the etzem ma'isa aveira, just like the din of Meleches Machshevet, which everyone agrees over there is a chisorin and it's missing in the ikar ma'isa aveira of the din of Misasik when we're coming to discuss Meleches Machshevet's Asra Torah. Now we'll move forward in the din of Meleches Machsheves, of this halacha of Reb Nachman Omar Shmuel, who says that someone who's misasik b'Shabbos, he's potter because of Meleches Machsheves Osro Torah. The Gemara, the bottom of Yutesamud Beis, asks a question on the din of Reb Nachman Omar Shmuel, says the Gemara, from the Mishnah of Tinoikis. Omar le'yovel Reb Nachman, v'o Tinoikis, techi misasik domi, and it's mavur in the Mishnah that in a case where the person makes a mistake, and he did a Maisa Mila, he did the Bris Mila to the child, who is actually only Chayiv in the Mila on Sunday, says the Gemara Machlokes between Ebleza and Ebishua, and Ebishua is Poita. The Gemara explains that the reason why Ebishua is Poita is because he's Tor, Bidvar Mitzvah, he's making a mistake in something which is a Mitzvah, and therefore he's not Chayiv a Korban. Says the Gemara, it would seem that Bein Ebeleza and Bein Ebishua, both of them, will agree that if not for this Halacha of Tor, Bidvar Mitzvah, he'll be Chayiv a Korban. Asks the Gemara L'chir over here, he's a misasik. Why should it be chayv a korban? According to Shmuel, there's a p'tor of meleches machsheves osro Torah. Answers the Gemara, a very yisoidus figure, teretz over here in the Gemara, even though it's only mentioned once in Shas, but it's very widely quoted in all the Rishonim in Maseches Shabbos. This is a very big Yisoid in Hilchos Shabbos, which the Gemara over here is increases your Tesamid base. And the Gemara says the Teretz, Oma Aloi, and he answered him, Hanech le Tinoikes. Tinoikes is different when we're discussing the Melocha of a Brismila, which is actually the Melocha of Chabura, on doing a Maise Chabura on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Svara, Hoyelu Mekalkel b'Chabura Chayiv. Because the halacha is, if someone's going to do a mekalkel, he's not doing any tikkun, he's actually ruining the maisa, it's called a maisa mekalkel, and chabura is going to be chayev, whereas other melochas, he's going to be potter, only on chabura he's chayev, therefore misasik b'chabura is also going to be chayev. The Gemara says, are you sorry over here, that chabura is actually different than other melochas of Shabbos? This is the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuvava Med Aleph, the Gemara tells us, we learn this out from the halacha of Mila b'Shabbos, which is a Maise Kilkel, and Afal Pikein, even so, the Torah says that he's Chayiv, if he has to have a Chiddush, that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, but otherwise he won't be able to do the Maise Mila on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, is a Shimon's Shitta, that it must be that the Melocha of Chabura on Shabbos, even a person who's Mekalkel, is also going to be Chayiv. Memela says the Gemara by us, that since we find this Chiddush by the Melocha of Chabura, that Mekalkel is Chayiv, so too, Miss Asik is also going to be Chayiv, and he does not have the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. Says Toysvus in Ksubis, in the Fei Omid Beis, and Toysvus explains our Gemara, that the reasoning of our Gemara to compare the din of Miss Asik to the din of Mekalkel is because the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Yudom Med Aleph, that the reason why normally Mekalkel on Shabbos is Potter is also because of this Klal of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. We need to have in Shabbos a Meleches Machsheves. Memela says the Gemara by us, since we find that by Mekalke b'chabura, Chabura is different, that does not have this Tanai on Meleches Machsheves, because we see that Mekalke is Chayev, Memela must be that the Gzeris HaKosuv is that by Chabura, we do not apply at all this Klal of Meleches Machsheves. Memela, this is the Svar of our Gemara, so too Miss Asik, which is also Nismait, like Shmuel says, because of the din of Meleches Machsheves, this is the reason why he's Potter. This does not apply by Chabura, which Chabura is not included in the klal of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. Memela says Tosfos over there in Ksubis that this svara of the Gemara by us is only when we're discussing the din of Misasik of Shabbos, with the reason why he's Potter is because of Meleches Machsheves, and this din does not apply by Chabura. But when we discuss the Ptur of Misasik, Bekola Torah Kula, which as we mentioned earlier, there's a different Ptur of Ashechot Ba. There, the din applies even by Chabura also. Memela, if a person will be able to be potter because of the din of Misasik, Bekola Atariya Kula, there, he's going to be potter even by Chabura also, because the only Svar of our Gemara is only a Svar in Meleches Machsheves, which does not apply by Chabura, since we find that Mekalkel is also Chayiv. This is how Tosfos explains over there in Ksubas, Hei Omed Beis, other Tosfos and Nishas also Tosfos Sanhedrin is Mayrich and Pei Hei Omed Aleph. This is so from our Gemara that the din of Meleches Machsheves doesn't apply to the Melocha of Chabura, and therefore Misasik of Shabbos is going to be Chayiv. Now, because of this Yisoid, which Tosfos explains over there in Ksubis, asks Rebbe Kveiga over here on our Gemara, Rebbe Kveiga is in Mishnayis, in Shabbos, Perek Yutes, Oizkuf Samach Aleph, says Rebbe Kveiga, L'choyer, the case of our Gemara, by Tinoikos, which the Gemara over here is discussing, the person made a mistake, and he did the brismila on a wrong child, says Rebbe Kveiga, L'choyer, the normal case would be that the person takes his child and he thinks that this child himself is the one who has to have the brismila of today. And therefore he's making a mistake in this chaticha, in this piece itself. He's making a mistake. He thinks that this child is the one who was born last Shabbos, and he's making a mistake in this child. Mamela says in Kivega in this case, he can be potter because of the halacha of Kol HaTorah Kula of Ashechot Bo. And he's not doing a Maisa Aveira at all, he's been Mischavin Leheta, and therefore, says Rebbe Kveiga, why does the Gemara over here only ask a Kasha on Shmuel, and also the Gemara in the Teretz says that we're discussing the din of Meleches Machsheves, like Tosfos over there in Ksuba says, L'chir over here, we're discussing the din of Misasik, which applies, B'kol HaTorah Kula, he's making a mistake, and he's Mischavin Leheta, B'chaticha Zu Atzma, in this piece itself, which is not included in the din of Misasik, B'Shabos, which is a Ptur Meleches Machsheves. So too, the Marim Padva in his Tshuva in Tzimis Samach Daled, Yis Yud Daled, he asks the question that L'chir over here we're discussing the Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula. But Be'emes Rashi by us, it's very clear, Rashi explains that the case of Tinoikos is actually a case where the person made a mistake between the two children, and he took one child and he's chavel lomu lezeh, says Rashi, umo lezeh. And by mistake, he inadvertently, he went over onto the other child, and this was a mistake, which is actually a case of a shigigas chifetz. Now, according to Rashi, anyway, every misasik is always by a shigigas chifetz. Mamela, this is a case of tinoikis, which Rashi explains over here, was niskaven lomu lezeh, umo lezeh. And Mamela, this case is actually the case of misasik on Shabbos, where he has the ptur of mleches machsheves. This is the Gemara by us, like Tosfos explains in Ksubas, and Ebchaim Oize explains in Chilek Gimel Simen Nun Zayin. That it seems that the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara by us understands that this is the case of the Mishnah, like Rashi points out. We're talking about a case where he made a mistake in the Tinoikos themselves, and he mixed up the two children, and by mistake, he went over, even though he had them both lying in front of him, he inadvertently went over onto the wrong child. He did the Bismillah on the wrong child, with his Kaben Nomalezeh, which is a Shigigat Chayfetz. And therefore, the din over here of Misasik, we're discussing the Misasik of Shabbos, which is Aloch of Meleches Machsheves. And this din of Misasik is going to be Chayiv, because there's no din of Meleches Machsheves when we're discussing the Melocha of Chabur. The Shita Mekubetzes over here in Ashmotes and Oiz Tes, he also asks on Rashi, he asks like the same Kash of Ibkivya Eger, and he asks, who told Rashi that over here we're discussing the case where he's making a mistake between the two children and he has a case of a shigegas chayfetz? And the Shita Mekubetzes explains that even in a case where we're discussing a case where the person who made the mistake in this child itself, he's also only a question on Shmuel, but it's not going to be a question on Abaya and Rava earlier. Because even though Abaya and Rava say that in a case where we're discussing the same child, there's a heter of misasik bekolatiria kula, like Shittas HaTosfos is, because he's miskaving to do a maisa heter, over here, since the person was actually planning to do a bris milah, which is considered a melocha on Shabbos, even though he actually thought that he's doing a maisa milah bismanoi, which is actually mutter to do on Shabbos, but this maisa milah itself is considered a niskaving to do a maisa issa. Because the actual maisa of mila can be considered a melocha on Shabbos, even though it is muta, it's permitted. We learn this out from a pasuk, but yoyim afilu b'Shabbos, that it can be, but yoyim ashmini is doiche Shabbos, but the actual melocha is a melocha on Shabbos, and therefore this person is actually considered someone who's miskavein le'isura, and therefore only according to Shmuel we can use this ptor of meleches machsheves. This is how the shita, a chidush in the shita mekubetzes over here, in Ashmotes Oistes, that someone who's planning to do a Maisa Mila on Shabbos is actually considered someone who's doing a miskavein le'isura, since the etzem melocha of Shabbos, he is planning to do this melocha even though he's allowed to do so because of the dechia which Shmila has by Yom Hashmini v'afilu b'Shabbos. The Amud Yehori discusses in Simen Chof that this din of the Shita Mekubetzes could be depends if Shabbos is actually called a hutra or dechuya. Do we say that the din of Mila, which is allowed to do on Shabbos, is actually a hutra of Shabbos, is totally permitted, or is dechuya, it works with the koyach of a dechia, which is actually still considered a maisa melocha, and therefore can be still considered someone who's niskaving le'isura, like the svara of the Shita Mekubetzes? And the only reason why it could be potter is only because of the din of Shmuel, of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. And this is a very big discussion in Achrinim always, whether Mila on Shabbos is actually called the Hutra or the Chuya. The Rimah in Yoridea, in Yerish Samech Vav, Sif Yudalet, the going over there, discusses this pariches, how to look at the Mila of Shabbos, is it the Chuya b'Shabbos, or is it actually Hutra b'Shabbos? So this is over here a discussion by us in the Sugya. As we said, the Sugya is Muchach, that we're discussing the din of Misasik, of Meleches Machsheves. First, from the Kasha of the Gemara only asks his question on Shmuel, the Gemara doesn't ask his question early on Abaye and Rava, and also from the Gemara in the Teretz, as we explained from Tosfos in Ksubas, the whole Teretz of the Gemara is only a Yisoid when we're discussing the din of Meleches Machsheves. This din does not apply in the Melocha of Chabura, since we find a Mekalkel b'Chabura is Chayiv. But if we'll have a different Ptor Misasik, then this will apply even to Chabura also, because the Ptor is not because of this din of Meleches Machsheves. And Mamela over here, we have to be discussing a case of Meleches Machsheves, either like Rashi says, because we're actually talking about Shigegas Chayfetz, he, by mistake, did the wrong child, and skave lo molezeh u molezeh, or like the Shittim Mekubetzes explains how here we're talking about a case of the same child, but this is also only potter because of Meleches Machsheves, because of the din of Niskavin Le'isura, which will depend on what we discussed earlier in Shittas HaTosfos. In the case where the person is doing on one Chaticha de Isura, do you still have the Ptor of Meleches Machsheves, which is a discussion over here also in the Shitta in Hashmotas Oistes. Al Kaponim, this is the Yesod in our Gemara, that in the din of Mekalkil, in the Maisa Avera of Chabura, since we find that Mekalkil is Chayiv, therefore we know that he is not included in the din of Meleches Machsheves, and therefore even the case of Misasik is also going to be Chayiv. There is a question over here. You see the Stig Shaila asked on this Gemara in Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hei Omed Aleph, and Tosfos asks that we do find in Shabbos that even in the case of the Melocha of Chabura, which, as we said now, it seems from the Gemara, is not included in the Din Meleches Machsheves, but we still find that the Din of Melocha Sheino Tzricha Legufa, which the Gemara discusses later on in Daf Chof Amid Beis, applies even by the Melocha of Chabura, or even by the Melocha of Havora, which is also has a Melocha that Mekalkil Bechabura and Havora or Chayiv. Memele as Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hei, why do we find the din of melocha shein tzricha legufo is going to be potter? The Gemara says by us very clear that the din of meleches machsheves doesn't apply to the din of havora and of chabura, which they are chayiv b'mekalkil. Since the chayiv b'mekalkil, it seems that they're excluded from the klal of meleches machsheves. Memeila so too melocha shein tzricha legufo, which is also a miut of the din of meleches machsheves, like also the pashtas of the Gemara over there in Chagiga Daf Yud Omed Aleph. Memela also we should say that melocha shein tzricha legufa should be chayiv when we're discussing these two melochas of chabura and avora. We have to understand why is the din of meleches machsheves when it comes to discuss the din of melocha shein tzricha legufa, then we still apply this klal even to these two melochas of chabura and avora, even though the Gemara says by us that when we're discussing mekalkel and when we're discussing misasik, the din of meleches machsheves doesn't apply. It seems that the din of melocha shein tzricha legufa is different. This is a question, and Tosfos stays by a question over there in Shabbos Ayin Hei Omed Aleph. Why melocha shein tzricha legufo, we find different places in Shas, is potter even on these melochas of mekalkel and havora lechoyer? They're not included in the klal of meleches machsheves. Now, moving further on into the Gemara in Daf Chof Amid Aleph, the maskonas haGemara, the machlokes between Ibshimen Shazuri and Ibyuda, understanding the machlokes in the Mishnah between Ibeleza and Ibishua. And the Gemara says in the Maskona that everyone holds that Misasik is potter. And the Machlokes is in the din of Ovad Melakit Miliboy, and in the case of only a Shem Echad, Reb Shimon holds that only in the case of two Shemers, then there's a Machlokes, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, but in a Shem Echad, everyone holds it's Chayev, and Reb Yehuda disagrees, Reb Yehuda holds even in a Shem Echad, there's the same Machlokes, and Reb Yeshua is going to be potter, according to Reb Yeshua, even in the case of Ovad Melakit Miliboy, in a Shem Echad. Now, the case of Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda discusses this din and he mentions two kinds of cases where he's going to be, is going to be potter according to Reb Yeshua. First of all, the case where the person will miskavin l'te'enim v'likit anovim, or anovim v'likit te'enim, or says the Gemara, says the Mishnah earlier, the case of te'enim shchuris, and he took the levonois, the white ones, instead of the black ones. He explains Rashi by us in the Maskonos of Gemara, that even though according to the Havamin of the Gemara it was very clear that just like Te'enim and Anovim are called two Shemois, so too the Te'enim and Novim and the Te'enim Levonim and the Te'enim Shchoyis, the two kinds of Te'enim, the figs, the white ones and the black ones are also called two Shemois. But says Rashi, the Maskona of the Gemara, it comes out that Yehuda is actually discussing a case of a Shem Echad, which must be the case of Te'enim, Shchoyis and Levonois, because the Maskona is HaGemara, the Gemara is Chuyza and the Gemara holds that the Te'enim of Shchuris and Levonois are actually considered Shem Echad, and Memela, this is the way Reb Yehuda says his Alocha, that Reb Leza and Reb Yeshua disagree even in the case of Shem Echad, which means even in the case of Te'enim, Shchuris and Levonois. Now, even though Reb Yehuda also mentions the case of two Shemois, which is Te'enim and Anovim, Rabbi Negeshim explains that he mentioned this only for Reb Busa, for a Chiddush in the Shita of Reb Leza, that Reb Leza holds Yechayev even in the case of two Shemois. But the second case of Reb Yehuda, where he says Shchuris and Levonois, this is only in the case of a Shem Echad the Maskona, and Reb Yeshua holds his potter even in the case of a Shem Echad. This is the machlokes according to where Rashi explains the maskonas haGemara. It comes out that there's no actual machlokes over here between Reb Shimon Shazuri and Reb Yehuda in what his chayev. What? How do we define shem echod, the two shemos? The machlokes is what would be the halacha of a shem echod. Everyone agrees shem echod according to Rashi and maskona is the case of shchuyos and levonos. The case of the Te'enim, the black ones and the white ones, the Melon's maskona is that this is considered Shem Echod. Reb Kivega in the Mishnah earlier in Daf Yud Tes Amid Aleph, when he quotes the maskona of our Gemara, he says that the machlekes is actually, how do we define the din of Shchuyos and Levonos? Everyone agrees that a case where we have a real Shem Echod, like Te'enim and Te'enim, which is Mamish Shem Echod, the same kind of fig, everyone agrees that there's no machlekes, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. And so too, everyone agrees that the machlekes of Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua is also in the case of two shemos. The machlekes is only what would be in the case of shchuyos and levonos. Reb Shimon and Shazuri holds that this is considered shem echod, whereas Reb Yehuda disagrees and says shchuyos and levonos is considered two shemos and therefore is potter according to Reb Yeshua. And the Rishash already over there in the Mishnah points out to Reb Kivega that this is not like the way Rashi explains by us. Rashi says by us very clearly that Reb Yehuda, the reason why he holds that Reb Yeshua is potter is because he holds that even on a Shem Echod, it's also going to be potter. And the Mele, even if it be the same fig itself, would also, the same kind of fig, the Levonois or the Shchuyos, this is also considered Shem Echod, like Rashi explains, the din of Shem Echod, because Shchuyos and Levonois is a case of Shem Echod, and not because Ashkuyus and Levonois is a darga in between, is some kind of level in between, and the Machlokes is only by Ashkuyus and Levonois. Rashi is very clear that the din is going to be the same halacha by Te'enim and Te'enim, even on the case of Mamish, the same color of Te'enim. This is also going to be the same Machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shua is going to say that he's going to be potter because of this din, that even in the case of Shem Echod of Adimlakit Meliboy, Misasik is also potter. This is how the Rishash asks on Reb Kivega Lemaskonas HaGemara. Now all this is very negeh la'alocha, besides our Gemara over here by us, negeh la'Hilchus Shabbos, but it's very interesting, we find this idea, this machlekes, when we're discussing Hilchus Brochus. The Morgan Avraham in Erechaim, in Simon Reish Chof Heis, in Yud, he quotes from the Sefer Chassidim and he says, if someone takes a fig, which is a shocher, a black fig, and he makes a broch of shecheyonu, it was a new preframe, it was a new fruit, and he made a broch of shecheyonu. Later on, when he finished eating this black fig, now he found a white fig, a te'ino, levono, says the Sefer Hasidim, it is considered a different mean and a different shame, and therefore he has to make a new broch of shecheyonu, because he has a halacha of a different pre. This is the halacha which the Mogen Avraham over there in Erechaim Simir Yishchafei quotes from the Sefer Chassidim. Now the Sefer Chassidim's Makor is from a Mishnah in Trumas in Perik Dalet, the Mishnah Chetz, and he's ma'arich to explain this yisoid, that when you have black figs and white figs, they're actually considered two separate meaning when we're discussing the halacha of brochus and the brocha of Shecheyon. The Vilna Goyin over there in Bi'agro, he argues on the Raya, which the Sefer Chassidim brings from the Mishnah in Trumas, and he says over there, if the end of the Mishnah is Mavur, the other way around, and then says the Bi'agro, that if we look in the Gemara in Krisis, that Chof Omed Aleph, we would see that even though the Havamin of the Gemara was that Te'enim, Shchuyis, and Levonois are actually considered two Shemois, but the Maskolas HaGemara, they're actually considered Shem Echod, like we explained from Rashi, that this is the Shitta of Rashi by us, that the Maskona, Shchuyis, and Levonois is actually considered Shem Echod, and therefore says the Bi'agro, this is not like the halacha of the Sefer Chassidim and the Magen Avraham, because according to the maskana of our Gemara, one will not have to make another brocha shecheyonu, because it's considered, everything considered, all both the Te'enim, the Shchuyis and the Levonois, are considered the same kind of mean, the same fruit, just like we find in over here in our Gemara, they're considered Shem Echod, and Reb Yehuda only holds that the machlokes of Blazer and Reb Yeshua applies to Shem Echod also, and therefore Reb Yeshua says in the Mishnah is potter, even in the case of a Shem Echod. But you see clearly, he says, Bi'agro, the Maskona, the din of Shchuyis and Levonois are considered Shem Echod, and a mean Echod, and therefore B'negei Echad's Brochis, they're considered one fruit. The Neri Tomid over here suggests that it could be the Magen Avraham also agrees that the maskona of our Gemara over here would seem that is actually considered one pre and one mean. But the Gemara over here is, as we discussed earlier, we're discussing over here the shita of Shmuel, which Shmuel holds that Meleches Machsheves is mutter on Shabbos, in the case of Misasik, and therefore the Gemara had to discuss, and the Gemara discusses over here, the pshat in the Mishnah, to, that it should fit with the Aloch of Shmuel, that Misasik on Shabbos is potter, even in the case where it's Misasik, but it's Surya. But as we mentioned earlier, the Shita of Rashi is, that Abaye and Rava totally disagree with the din of Shmuel, and they hold that even on Shabbos, there's no halacha that Misasik Beisura is going to be potter. And the only case of Misasik is only the din of Misasik of Ashechot Abo, which is a din B'kol HaTeria Kulo, in a case where he's Misasik Beheteria. And says in the Talmud, Lecha Mishnah, in the beginning of the Chos Shabbos, in Perik Aleph Halacha Yod, also learns in the Shita of the Rambam, like the Shita of Rashi. Memela says in the Talmud, this whole Gemara and the discussion by us is only in the Shita of Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, we had to say the Mishnah over here and explain the Machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda is the Machlekes B'Shem Echad, because Shchuris and Levonois have a halacha of B'Shem Echad. But according to the Shita of Abaye and Rava, they don't have to learn the Mishnah over here that a case of Misasik is Potter, they can hold the Mishnah Kipshutoi, like the Gemara understood in the Hava Minah. Shchuris and Levonois are called two minim, and over here we do not have a Ptor Misasik, since it's Misasik Dei Surah, and therefore we can learn the Mishnah over here, like the Hava Minah of the Gemara, Mamela will come out of the Halacha, that we Paskin like Abaye and Rava, then we slap with no Raya to say that the Shchuris and Levonois, the black figs and the white figs, are considered one shame, and this is the din that the Magid Avraham brings down from the Sefer Chasidim La'alocha, that we pass in like Abaye and Rava, they're actually considered two separate meaning, and therefore we have to make two separate brachas of Shecheyanu. This is a very geshmaka mahalach of the Neir Tomei to answer the shita of the Magid Avraham from the Vilna Goyin's Kasha, the Maskonis of our Gemara. Now moving further on into the Breisa, at the bottom of Chof Amed Aleph, the Machlokes between the Tanakana and the Pshimon ben Elozo, Mishum Ebelezer Be'er Tzodik. Now, before we start this Breitzer, we'll give a little akdoma over here to the future Gemara, the upcoming Gemara over here, the new Alochus in the Dinim Meleches Machsheves, when we're discussing the Melochus of Shabbos. Up till now, in Daf Yutes, on the beginning of Daf Chof, we were discussing the Dinim of Misasik, the various cases of Misasik, B'chol HaTeria Kulo, and the Misasik of Shabbos. This is a din on Misasik. From now, the Gemara now is discussing a new shaila and a new din, which is the nidin of Dovo She'enu Miskavin. If someone is not Miskavin, he doesn't have any plan, he doesn't have any intention at all to do this melocha, the machlikas between Ibn Yehuda and Ibn Shimon. And actually, this machlikas is machlikas all over Shas, not just in Hilchis Shabbos. The halacha is if someone's not miskavin to do a melocha and an aveira, Reb Shimon holds it's a dova amuta, dova shein miskavin is muta, whereas Reb Yehuda holds dova shein miskavin is asa. The achrinim discuss and they explain the magine shloima in Shabbos ayin beis amit beis, more so in Ebruch Be'er, in the Birkas Shmuel and Ksubas simin yud beis, and they explain the difference between the cases of misasik, which we've been discussing till now, and the din of Dovo She'inu Miskavin, which we're going to be discussing from now, this machlekes in the Breis over here, and the Gemara Nomad Beis in the din of Dovo She'inu Miskavin. And they explain that there's actually a very fundamental difference between the two. Because the case of Misasik, the person himself, even though the reason why he is being over this Avera is because he's making some kind of mistake, he thinks that this thing which he's doing is a Dova Amuta, like the Gemara says, Abaye and Rava discussed earlier. He was mischavin for Chaticha, the Heteria. He thought that this piece is actually a Tolush, and therefore he's going to cut it. And then he found out that this piece is something which is Mechubah, and he's been Chayev because of Melocha of Koitzer. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, the Pa'ula, the action which the person actually does, when he's cutting this thing, this piece in front of him, he's been mechavin to do this Pa'ula. He has a full intention to do so, even though the reasoning behind his action is because he's making somewhat of a mistake, either a shigoga in the piece itself, or as we discussed earlier, a shigigas chayfet. But at the end of the day, the person has a full intention to do the pa'ula, the action that he actually ended up doing, this maisa averia. So too, when we discussed earlier the case of chaylev, the person had in front of him two pieces, one piece of Shuman and one piece of Chelev, and then his hand went onto the wrong piece, and he took by mistake the piece of Chelev, and he ate this piece of Chelev. Now this case, says the Gemara earlier, this is a Misasik, but Lemaisa, he had the full intention to go and eat this piece when he put it into his mouth. He was planning to eat it. He just thought that this piece is a Dovah Amuta. This is the case of Misasik. When we're discussing now the din of Dovah Shein Miskavin, the regular case the Gemara gives in Shabbos, when we're discussing the Dovah Shein Miskavin of Shabbos, this is a case where someone is pulling a heavy bench in a case where he's going to be making a charitz, he's going to make a crack and a slit in the field when he's pulling this bench and this table. And even though he doesn't have any intention at all to do so, Rabbi Yehuda holds a ma'isa in a dovah shein mischaven, he's chayev, he's a dovah also. And Rabbi Shimon says that it's a dovah amuta, he's got no intention to go and make this charit, which is going to be chayev for chayish, for the melecha of plowing. Says Rabbi Shimon that since the thing which he wants to do is only to pull this bench along, and he's got no intention at all of making the melecha of chayisha, of plowing the field, therefore, he's not chayiv and he's mutter because of the din of Dovah Shein Miskavin. Memele explained Magin Shleimer and Rebuch Be that over here, the person actually has got no intention, he's got no way, he's not interested at all in the Pola, in the Melocha, which is actually happening. He is concentrating on doing what he wants to do, he wants to pull his bench, and the thing which is happening is a total by-side by the din of Dovah Shein Miskavin. And this is the case where there's Machlekes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, B'chol HaTorah Kulo, whether the mere fact that the person didn't have any intention at all and any rotzim to go and do so, is this alone enough to say that this melocha is a dova amuta and therefore it is muta according to Reb Shimon, and Reb Yehuda disagrees and he holds this as his asa. Now, this is worth pointing out that this din, as we'll see soon in the Gemara in Amud Beis, this is only in a case where it's not psikreisha. Psikreisha means that it's a definite consequence of his reaction, what he's going to be doing. In the case where the person's going to pull the bench and it's very heavy and it's on soft ground and it's definite going to happen, it's definite that the tzor, the end result, the consequence of this pulling of the bench is going to cause that there's going to become a charisha, a slit and a crack in the field. He's going to be making his charitz. Then the din is amuida Reb Shimon bepsikreisha, that this person cannot say, he doesn't have any intention. Because of the aloha of psikreisha, he is called a din. He's going to be chayev, even on a case of einu miskavin, like we'll discuss further on the Gemara in Amud Beis. Mamela, from now on, we'll discuss the din of dovah sheinu miskavin, which means that the person doesn't have any intention to do this toitzor, this melocha which is happening, and it's different than the din of misasik, which we've been discussing till now. Because of this ha'ara, that there's two alochas over here going on, the Aruch Lener actually asks over here, if you look in the Lashonos of Rashi, when Rashi explains the Gemara's discussion on this braisa over here of choyte begecholim, when the person is shoveling the coals and turning them over, he's actually putting out the elyonos, the top ones, and the bottom ones, ahuvaru me'aleim, the Gemara says, that in a case where he wasn't mechavein, to go and make the maisa havara, that they should turn on the fire, on the bottom ones, on the tachtoinois, then the Gemara says, my timer, the man de mechayiv, what should be the svara of Reb Lozer Reb Tzodik, who holds that yechayiv tarity, both for the from the melocha of kibui, on the elyonois, and also for the melocha of avora on the tachtoinois. And explains Rashi, that the reason why the Gemara holds that the person should not be chayiv on the burning of the bottom coals, the reason is, says Rashi, a loshon on misasik, and the Aruch Lener points out that this is a shver loshon, because this is actually not the case of misasik. We're discussing now the sugya of Dovah Sheinu Miskavin, which is a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, and as we explained, this is very different. The person actually only had the intention of doing the maise kibui, the putting out the flames on the elyonis, on the top woods, and therefore the machshava of the person was not at all to be mechavin, to do the maise of havara, of burning the tachtoinis. And therefore this is the case of Dovah Shein Miskavin, and Aruch Lener we have discussed is why Rashi actually uses the klal or misasik, explaining in the Gemara's discussion. Now besides these two alochas on misasik, and now Dovah Shein Miskavin, the Gemara in Amud Beis tells us there's another aloch in Shabbos, which is called the melocha she'eino tzricha legufa. And this is also a machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds his potter, and Reb Yehuda holds his chayev. Normally the understanding in the Gemara Chagiga and Yudam and Aleph is mavur, that the reason why Reb Shimon holds his potter is also because of the aloha of meleches machsheves, which is a din in Hilchus Shabbos, like we explained earlier, in the melocha, in the din of misasik on Shabbos. Toisus in Yuma, Lamed Daled Amud Beis would seem that Toisus learns it's not because of meleches machsheves, but it's because we learn this out from the Mishkan, and all the melochas, the lametes melochas in the Mishkan, they were done with the intention, with the kavona of tzricha legufa, offer that he needed each melacha for itself and not for any side purpose. And this is how Tosis explains, but it seems from the Gemara in Chagiga in Yud Omed Aleph that the reason is because of the halacha of meleches machsheves. Now, on this din also, the Kesef Mishnah explains at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos in Perik Aleph Halacha Zayin the difference between melacha she'eino tzricha legufa and the halacha of einoy miskavein, and explains the Kesef Mishnah the difference is that when a person is einoy miskavein, like we explained before, he doesn't have any intention at all to do the melacha which is actually happening, the charitz, the hole in the field. He's got no kavana and no intention to do this melacha. And therefore, this is called the davar she'eino miskavein. The case of melacha she'eino tzricha legufa, the person is actually being mechavein to do the melacha, but the reason why he's doing the melacha is for a side reason. He's not doing the melacha legufa for the main purpose. This is like the Gemara explains in Shabbos: a choyfer gumar, someone who digs a hole, the ein tzorich elo leafro. He doesn't need a hole at all, which is a melacha boina. The reason why he's doing so is because he needs the offer. He needs to take away the soil. He's got a reason to do the melacha for a different reason, because he wants the soil. This is a case of melacha she'eino tzricha legufa, and explains the Kesef Mishnah. We cannot say this person is a dovor she'eino miskavein, because over here he's b'mechaven. He wants to do this melacha of digging the hole over here in the field, even though the reason why he's doing so is because eino tzricha legufa, not for the same reason it was done in a mishkan, like Tosis is ma'arich in Shabbat, Tzadik Daled Omed Aleph. So this is the Akdom over here in the Sugya. The various Pturim we have in the Sugya of Hilchus Shabbos, we discussed earlier the din of Misasik, we call it Kulo, and then the Misasik on Shabbos. Then the din of Dovosh Einu Miskavein, which is a machlokes b'chol ha'teriyah kulo between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. And we have another machlokes between them in the din of melacha she'eino tzricha legufa, like the Gemara over here on Amud Beis, right before the end of the Perik, the machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Now, as we explained, this din of Dovosh Einu Miskavein is a machlokes which we find many times in Shas. The machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, if according to Reb Shimon holds it's muta, and Reb Yehuda holds it's a dovah also, the fact that dovah she'eino miskavein is not alone enough to permit the person to do the maisa. Now, over here, as we said, we're discussing cases of Hilchus Shabbos. So when we come to discuss Hilchus Shabbos, as we mentioned, many halachas which are potter because of the halacha of meleches machsheves asur Torah. So over here also we find a very big machlokes rishonim in the shit of Reb Yehuda, who holds normally b'chol ha'teriyah kula, that dovah she'eino miskavein is aser. Say the Rishonim says shit of ha'tosfos by us in Chof Amud Beis, Be'ikar Tosfos discusses this in many other places also, then Tosfos in Yuma, Lamed Aleid Amud Beis, Sanhedrin in Pehei Amud Aleph, and other places. And the shit of the Tosfos, the shit of the Ri, is that even though we know that shit of Reb Yehuda is dovah she'eino miskavein is aser, but this is only b'chol ha'teriyah kula. When we come to discuss the din of Shabbos, since we have an extra halacha of meleches machsheves, a person has to have intention and a kavona in order to be chayev in the melacha of Shabbos, and this is the reason why misasik is potter, like the Gemara says earlier according to Shmuel. Therefore, says Tosfos, even if Yehuda agrees that dovah she'eino miskavein in Shabbos is not going to be chayev echatos, he's not going to be chayev min ha'teriyah, and he's not also min ha'teriyah since it is missing in the Tanai or Meleches Machsheves. Memela, Reb Shimon holds b'chol ha'teriyah kulo that dovah she'eino miskavein is mutter, is totally permitted. Reb Yehuda disagrees, and Reb Yehuda holds dovah she'eino miskavein is also, which is a isa min ha'teriyah, like the Gemara says clearly in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. But the din of Mila that Reb Yehuda holds b'chol ha'teriyah kulo, the din is that dovah she'eino miskavein is aser. But says Tosfos, this is only b'chol ha'teriyah kulo, other dinim in the Torah. When we come to discuss the din of Shabbos, where we have the Tanai of meleches machsheves, that even Reb Yehuda agrees that it goes down from a iser d'oraisa, and it's only also mid rabbanon, and therefore there's not going to be any chiyuv chatos. This is shitas ha'Tosfos, that because of the din of meleches machsheves, Reb Yehuda agrees to Reb Shimon that dovah she'eino miskavein is not going to be chayev v'chatos. Now, pashtus, this is also the shita of Rashi in Shabbos, Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, that in Din, in Meleches Shabbos, Reb Yehuda agrees. The Pnei Shua discusses this point in Ksubas, Hei Amud Beis, that Rashi over there would seem, Rashi in Yuma, Lamed Aleid Amud Aleph, would seem that Rashi holds, not like Tosfos, even though Rashi in Shabbos would be mashman like Tosfos. Reb Chaim, in his Sefer, in Shabbos, Perik Yod, he discusses in the shita of the Rambam, that he also holds like Tosfos, that Reb Yehuda agrees by Meleches Machsheves of Shabbos, that he's not going to be also in Minat Torah. But we have to point out that's not over muskim, it's not agreed upon. Like we mentioned, it's a big machlekes in Rishonim. The Ramban and the Ran in Shabbos, Taf Ayin Hei Omed Aleph, they say clearly that the din of Rabbi Yehuda is, even when we come to discuss the din of Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's also min HaTorah, and if a person will do so with Shogeg, he's going to be Chai V'Chatos. So too the Ritva in Yom Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph also said there's no difference according to Rabbi Yehuda between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kulo, not like the Shita of Tosfos, and we said Rashi and the Rambam, a very big machlekes Rishonim. What is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda by Dovo Sheini Miskavim when we're coming to discuss a din in Hilchus Shabbos? A very interesting day we do find in the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubas Heyamid Beis, over there the Shita says, like a Peshora between the two deas in the Rishonim, and he says, even though Rabbi Yehuda would seem that he argues on the din of Meleches Machsheves, but it could be his Chai, his Iz Oiva, Issa Min Atayr, but it is still not enough to be Chai the Korbin Chatos, because there is some element missing in this Machshava of the person, since he's Einu Miskavin, and this is alone enough to say that he's not going to be Chai of a Korban, even though it is still also min HaTorah, a very interesting Chiluk, that it should be also min HaTorah without a Chivas Chatos. This is the Shita Mechudeshes of the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubes Heyomid Beis. So as we discuss, as Machlekes Rishonim over here, when we're discussing Meleches Shabbos, what does the Buda hold by Dovo She'einu Miskavin? Now, one of the main places and the riots of the Rishonim to argue on Tosfos is from our Gemara in explaining this braisa in the Machlokes over here between the Tanakhama and the Blazer Reb Tzadok. Like the Gemara in Omid Beis and Chof Omid Beis discusses the Pshat in the Machlokes. And Tosfos himself over here in Chof Omid Beis, the Ramas Chesvirele, already asks the question on himself, that over here the Gemara explains the Machlokes between the Tanakhama and Blazer Reb Tzadok is the same Machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda of the din of Dovo She'einu Miskavin. The Tanakhama holds that he's only chayiv on the melocha of kibui, on putting out the fire of the elyonos, whereas on the havara, on the tachtonos, on the bottom coals, he is potter because he's einu miskavin. He's got no intention, like we explained earlier, he's got no intention to do so. His sole intention is only to go and do a maisa kibui, putting out the fire on the elyonos, and therefore he's splitting over the fire, he's shoveling the coals, and he's got no intention at all to do anything with the tachtonos. Mameila, the Tanakhama holds his potter on the melocha of Havora, whereas the Shita of Blazer Reb Tzadok is that he's Chayiv Shtayim, explains the Gemara, because he holds that Dovo She'einu Miskavin is all Chayiv, Loshan Gemara Baras is Chayiv, or like the Gilyon, Dovo She'einu Miskavin is also the Shita of Reb Yehuda, and therefore the person is going to be Chayiv, also a Korban Chatos, for the Maisa Havora, which is burning now the coals, the pieces of Eitzim, and these tachtoinos, these bottom ones, even though he's einu miskavin, he's going to be chayiv because of the shita of Reb Yehuda that Dovo She'einu Miskavin is chayiv. Memela asks Tosfos that according to his shita, in all over Shas, where he explains that Reb Yehuda also agrees that when we come to discuss the Hilchus Shabbos, we have a p'tur from the Chivas Chatos and from the Issa Min HaTorah because it is missing in the Tanai of Meleches Machsheves. So over here, when we're discussing the Chivas Chatos for the Melocha of Shabbos of Avoyer, why does the Gemara say that Reb Lozer Reb Tzadok holds that Dovo She'einu Miskavin is Chayiv Tarity, he's going to be Chayiv? Over here, as we said, is Melocha of Shabbos. And even Reb Yehuda agrees there's no Chiyuv Chatos, because it's not awesome in Atayr, because Dovo She'einu Miskavin on Shabbos is missing in Meleches Machsheves. Mamila asks Tosfos, this Gemara is a very big steerer to his Shitta, and this is a big raya to the Ramban and the Ran and the Ritva, that they hold that Reb Yehuda's din applies even in Hilchos Shabbos also, which would seem very clearly from our Gemara that Dovo She'einu Miskavin is actually going to be Chayev even on Shabbos. Mamila, Tosfos over here is Marich, and he changes the Gemara from the Pashtus, and he explains that the Gemara of Yeh actually does not mean the din of Dovo She'einu Miskavin, and it is referring to the din of the Gemara, which the Breis, the Gemara uses to explain the next Breis, the Machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, in the din of Melocha, She'eino Tzricha Legufa. And even though the Gemara uses the Lashon of Dovo She'einu Miskavin, explains Tosfos reasons why the Gemara does so with Rebusa, but the Maisa, the Gemara's Kavona, and the intention of the Gemara is to explain the Breisa with the Klal and the Machlokes of Melocha, She'eino Tzricha Legufa. Explains Tosfos the reason why actually over here we cannot use the Tanai and the Klal of Dovo She'einu Miskavin is because over here it is a Psikresha, and as we explained earlier, in a case where it's a Psikresha, it's definite that when you're going to turn over the elyonos, the tachtonos, automatically the bottom coals, the bottom pieces of wood automatically are going to be nivar, they're going to turn a light. Therefore, there's definite consequence from his maisa. He cannot have the p'tur of davar she'einu miskaven, since it is a psikresha, and therefore we can only use the klal of melocha she'ino tzricha legufo. And Tosfos changes the pashtus of the Gemara. The Gemara does not mean the machlokes of Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon of davar she'einu miskaven, and the Gemara is referring to the different machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon in the din of melocha she'ino tzricha legufo. This is how Tosfos answers our sugya from his shitta ulo v'shas. But asks Reb Chaim in his Sefer, in Chidushei Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, in the Rambam over here in Shabbos Perek Yud, that as we mentioned, the Rambam's Shitta is also like Tosfos, that the Reb Yehuda agrees to Reb Shimon that in the case of Melocha of Shabbos, there's a din of Meleches Machsheves, therefore the person is not going to be awesome in Atayra, he's not going to be Chayev Echatos in the case of a Dovah She'inu Miskavin. Mamela, the same question which Tosfos asks over here on the Gemara, it's Shreya on the Shitta of the Rambam. And to say the teretz of Tosfos, that Tosfos explains our Gemara with the din of melocha she'ino tzricha legufo, is mafurish over there in the Rambam, that the reason is not because of melocha she'ino tzricha legufo, but the pshat in our braita is because of the din of davar she'inu miskaven. And says Reb Chaim, this is muchach in the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Reb Yehuda that davar she'inu mitzorich legufo, melocha she'ino tzorich legufo is chayiv. And even so over here, by the din of avoria, he explains that the din of Huvur Elyonos and the case of the Tachtoinos is only going to be Chayev 1 because it's a Dovah She'inim Iskavein. So it's very clear in the Rambam that the reason is that it's a Dovah She'inim Iskavein. This is the reason the machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon over here in the Braisa and the same machlokes at Tanakama and Reb Lozer Reb Tzodik. Mamela, we get back to this kasha on the Shitta of the Rambam. What is the pshat in our Gemara? How could it be that according to the Shitta of Reb Yehuda of Dovah She'inim Iskavein is also? Why does Reb Yehuda over here say they're going to be chayv echatos like the shita of Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik, Lechoira, in Shabbos? Everyone agrees that there's no issem in Atayra and therefore there's no chiyuv of chatos because of the tenai of Meleches Machsheves. This is a kasha that Reb Chaim asks is going to be shveh lemaisa on the shita of the Rambam. Mamela explains Reb Chaim a new mahalach over here, how the Rambam can understand this Gemara even according to his shitta, that normally Reb Yehuda agrees by davar she'inu miskaven on Shabbos that it is not awesome in Atayra. And explains Reb Chaim that Tosfos over here brings down a very famous shitta of the Oruch. The din of the Oruch explains that even though we have a klal of a psik reisha, like we explained earlier, Reb Shimon agrees that even though normally davar she'inu miskaven is mutter, but in the case of a psik reisha, Reb Shimon agrees that davar she'inu miskaven is going to be chayiv. Says the Oruch, we actually have two different kinds of a psikreisha. We have a case where the psikreisha, it's definite, the pa'ula and the tritzor is definitely going to happen and it's going to be a psikreisha, the nichale. He's going to be very happy with the pa'ula, with the action which is coming out, the consequence of his maisa. And then is the case of a psikreisha, the loy nichale. He's not happy, he's loy ichpasle, like the Rishonim explained in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey, the different gedoyim of nichale and the loy nichale. Therefore, the case would be a person who's pulling a bench and is making actually a crack and a charitz in his field. Sometimes a person can be very happy with this toitzor, with this end result, the consequence from the meiser, because he's now doing actually a kind of plowing on his field. This could be a psikresha, the nichale. Sometimes, says Oruch, especially Bari the Chavre, if it's someone else's, he's not interested, then it's called a psikresha, the loy nichale, he's not interested. Sometimes he actually does not want it at all, he doesn't want the charitz, then it is called a psikresha, the loy nichale. Says the Oruch Chidush, and he has riyas from many places. Tosfos explains in a long Tosfos in Ksubas Davov Amid Aleph that the Oruch Shitta is that even though we say that Reb Shimon agrees by the psikresha that he's going to be chayev even though he's a davar she'inu miskaven, this is only by psikresha the nichale. But in the case of a psikresha the loy nichale, even though it is definite, the result, the consequence has to happen, it's zicha muchach that it's gonna happen, but since the person is not happy with the result, he's a loy nichale, mamela Reb Shimon is also gonna hold, in this case, that davar she'inu miskaven is mutter. This is the shitta of the Oruch, Tosfos of Yehuda quotes it, that the din of Reb Shimon is only by psikresha de nichale. Says Reb Chaim, a very big chidush and yesoid, in the din of the Oruch of psikresha de loy nichale. Even though the Oruch explains the loy nichale is not enough for the shita of Reb Shimon to say that the Dovel She'ini Miskaven is going to be Chayiv. But this is only when we're discussing the shita of Reb Shimon. But as we mentioned, the Buda also has this idea of Dovel She'ini Miskaven, even though normally he holds that Dovel She'ini Miskaven is Aser, but we explained that in Hilchus Shabbos, there's a din of Meleches Machsheves. There, even a Buda agrees to this halacha that Dovel She'ini Miskaven is also not going to be Chayiv min HaTorah. But says Reb Chaim over here in the shit of Reb Yehuda, even in a case where it'll be a psikresha, the loy nichalei, which the Oruch says is not enough to say that he's called like a mechavin according to the shit of Reb Shimon, but it's going to be enough for the shit of Reb Yehuda to call him a person and he's included in the issa of meleches machsheves that now he's going to be chayiv min HaTorah according to Reb Yehuda also. And explains Reb Chaim the reason is, because there's a fundamental difference between the Ptur of Reb Shimon, B'chol HaTorah Kula, and the Ptur of Reb Yehuda over here in Shabbos, because of the Din of Meleches Machsheves. Reb Shimon's shita is that any time a person does not have any intention, he doesn't have any rotzoin, and any kavona to do this melacha, then he's got a Ptur of Einu Miskavin. Memeila says Oruch HaSvara, even though Psikresha, when the consequence is a definite result from what his action, what he's doing, Reb Shimon agrees that he's going to be chayiv. But says Oruch HaSvara, this is only by a nichale, but in the case of a loy nichale, he's not happy with the result, then he's still called someone who's ainu miskaving, he's not interested in this charitz, in this hole which is happening in his field, and therefore he's still called ainu miskaving, that he's not going to be chayiv according to Reb Shimon. Whereas according to Reb Yehuda, we're coming to discuss the person on Shabbos, where the only reason why Reb Yehuda holds his potter is only because of Meleches Machsheves, comes out, says Reb Chaim, the person's intention is not enough to say that because the person doesn't want it, he hasn't got any rotzoin, then he's potter. Because Reb Yehuda doesn't hold of the din of Dovel She'ini Miskaven. He holds always Dovel She'ini Miskaven, even though he doesn't have any intention, doesn't have any rotzoin, he's still Chayiv because he knows it can happen and he's going to be Chayiv on anything which comes out of the consequence of his Maisa. Over here on Shabbos, Reb Yehuda holds that Meleches Machsheves tells us the person has to have a yediyah, he has to know about this toitzor and this end result from his maisa, the consequences of what he's doing. And therefore, in the case where he's einu miskaven, it is missing in the din of Meleches Machsheves. Says Reb Chaim, the minute we have a psikresha, even though the psikresha is a loy nichalei, but since it's a psikresha, it's a definite result from his maisa, he cannot say that he's missing in his meleches machsheves. He has a idea. He knows about this melach. He knows that this pa'ula, when he's going to be pulling this bench, it's in the soft ground. He's definitely going to be making a hole and a crack, which is going to be the melacha of Chirish. He cannot say that he doesn't know about this pa'ula, about this melacha of Shabbos. And therefore, since he has a idea, this alone is enough to put him back into the klal of meleches machsheves, and therefore according to Reb Yehuda is going to be chayiv, even according to the shita of the Oruch. As we explained, the Oruch is svara, is only a svara in shita Reb Shimon, where it's not enough that he knows about it, he actually has to want the maisa also, he has to be mechaving to do so because of this result which is happening in his field, and the Oruch says this is only by a psikresha de nichale, not by a psikresha de loy nichale, whereas according to Reb Yehuda, the ikke is that a person should know about the melocha he's doing, and it's included in the din of meleches machsheves, and therefore even a psikresha de loy nichale will also be enough to be mechayev according to the shita of Reb Yehuda over here in Shabbos. Mamela explains Reb Chaim a very gishmak ha'alech in our sugya. We can say that over here we're discussing a case where the person is shoveling the coals and he's turning over the elyonis and the tachtoinois, and he has kavona to do so, to go and put out the fire on the elyonis. And he's einu miskaven, he has no intention to do so in order that the tachtoinois should burn. But says Reb Chaim, we can explain the Gemara by us that we're discussing a case of a psikresha. It is definite that in the case where he's going to be turning over the elyonis, the tachtoinois is automatically going to burn, and therefore he's got din of a psikresha. But one can say that over here we're discussing a case of a psikresha, the loy nichale, he's not happy about this fact that the havara of the tachtoinois are going to turn a light, and therefore he's got din of a psikresha, the loy nichale. Memeila explains Reb Chaim, according to Reb Shimon, like the Oruch explains, the din of Dovel She'ini Miskaven is potter, even in the case of a psikresha, since it's a psikresha, the loy nichale. Memeila says the Gemara, the Tanakama holds that Dovor Sheinu Miskavin normally is Mutter. Over here also, he's not going to be Chai V'chatos on the Havoyer, on the Tachtoinus. Whereas according to the Shita of Reb Yehuda, over here he's a Psikreisha. So even though he's a Loi Nichale, but the Psikreisha is enough to say that he's included in someone who's Meleches Machsheves, he has a Yedia, which is enough to say that he's Chayev. And Memeila, automatically this person is now going to be Chayev V'chatos, not just on the burn, not just on the Kibui of the Elyonois, but also on the Avoya, on the Tachtoinois, since this person is a Meleches Machsheves, because it's a Psikresha, the Loi Nichalei, which is enough according to Reb Yehuda, but it is not enough according to Reb Shimon. This is the Yesod of Reb Chaim over there in the Sefer, in Shabbos Perek Yud, the Yesod of Stiga Mahalach, the din of Psikresha, the Loi Nichalei, that it is enough for Shita of Reb Yehuda to give him a din of Meleches Machsheves, but it is not enough for Shita of Reb Shimon in the din of Dovah Sheini Miskavin, and therefore the Rambam can learn the Gemara Kipshutoi, the Machlokes over here is by Dovah Sheini Miskavin, not like the Shita of Tosfos who hold that the din is Melocha Sheina Tzricha Legufo, a Yesodis Tiga Machlokes and understanding our Gemara, like Reb Chaim explains on the Rambam in Shabbos Perek Yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.